الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. وقال تعالى: وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما وقل رب ارحمهما وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الحمد لله. With the help of Allah, with the love of Allah, with the mercy of Allah, we are able to be here today. There are so many other places we could have been. There is so many other places our mind is at generally on a Friday night. The weather is great. The season is great. The night is great from a secular as well as from an Islamic point of view. And there are so many other things we can be doing. But Allah chose each one of us, men, women, children, young and the elderly, all of us to unite here today for one purpose: to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a gift that Allah chooses for people that He wants to improve. The question is, do you and I want to improve? This community has worked very, very hard. As I always say in various interviews, and you get tired of me saying this, when I was told to come to Utah, the first thing I said, where is that? Is that somewhere near planet Mars or somewhere? They said, no, you go from here to Vegas, you pass Vegas, there's a place called, you'll be passing a little strip, Arizona, and then you'll go to Utah. I came here, wallahi, when I went down the street, because I use a GPS, and when I came down the street, I said to myself, Inna lillah, are they already putting me in Jahannam? Because I came down the street, and there were horses walking up and down the street. I had a foul odor, and I said, my goodness, what is Maqbool Bhai doing to me? But alhamdulillah, in understanding, humor aside, in understanding this community, you know, my brothers and sisters, you have been through a lot. You have been through a lot on every level, on a spiritual level, on an economic level, on a political level, on a social level. You have been through tremendous amount of good as well as pain. And despite your pain, despite your challenges, Allah has blessed you today to walk into a masjid. Allah has blessed you today to be part of the completion of the Quran. Allah has blessed you today to hear the words of the Quran. Allah has blessed you today to give a little bit of your resources for Allah and towards Allah. This is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Sulaiman alayhi salam, he had a massive army. Allah gave him. And you know, when Allah gave him, he never restricted. He started wanting to give and wanting to give. He wanted to feed insan. He wanted to feed the jinnat. He wanted to just give and give. The Quran makes mention of this coming at mind when the Quran says, Rabbi fatabassama dhahikan min qawliha. You know, he was going with his army. And as he's going with his army, there were ants. And these ants said, hey, this man is going to crush us. He doesn't play. He doesn't play. He has an army. He has this powerful air force coming with him, if you know what I mean. And he's going to wipe us out. That's what they said. When someone tells you and I he's a strong man, what do you say? This is what you say. Brother, say it louder. I'll give you both the mics. Let them all hear. That's human nature. And we don't only like to be viewed as strong, we must be viewed as strong, viewed as powerful, viewed as wealthy. Even though we are broke as anything out there, we are running on credit. But people must talk good about us. We are it. You know, when Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this, he smiled. Big difference. Smiling and laughing, big difference. Arrogant people laugh. When a person makes a loud sound, they are going in the direction of arrogance and downtroddenness. That's why they say our Prophet of Allah never ever laughed. You'll never hear of anyone saying they heard him laugh, but they'll hear, and you'll hear people are saying they saw him smile, right to the point where you could even see his teeth, Mubarak teeth. By the way, we all like to go visit places. How many of us have taken a trip for Hajj, for Umrah, going to Palestine? It's easy to stand with a flag, defend Palestine, free Palestine. What does the hadith say? If you want to send money for three places and you want to visit three places, ulama derive the three places are what? Mecca, Medina, and Baitul Maqdis. So anyway, coming down to the aspect of spending money and talking on the aspect of smiling here, of course, no Prophet ever laughed loud, but they all smiled, especially Rasulullah. And regarding Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he heard the ants say, they're going to crush me, they're going to crush us, we better go into our ant hole. You know what he said? Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya. Oh Allah, give me the ability to be grateful to you. Not, oh Allah, you have given me the power to crush and crumble and bring people down to their feet. He didn't say that. He says, oh Allah, let me use my ability. Let me use my strength. Let me use my power. What do we say? Let me use the beauty of Khadija Masjid. Let me use the beautiful parking lot. Let me use the beautiful parking lots. Let me use the graveyard. Let me use Masjid Noor, oh Allah, in a way that I can be grateful. Not, oh Allah, we are the most powerful institution in Utah. I'm not saying we say that. It's how we must define shukr. When Allah gave you 10 or 12 kids, you don't say, these are all my boys over here. Half of one of them is using some drugs. The other guy is messing around with somebody else on Saturday night. The other guy doesn't know if it's a boy or a girl. The other one is saying, well, now it's the alternative lifestyle. I'm not attracted to women. I got to go to guys. No. This is the reality that we are facing in our society. Not I got 12 guys, I can wipe people out. By the way, if anybody has 12 kids, I don't know about it. I'm just using the number 12. How about 13? Point here is, my brothers, when Allah has blessed you, when Allah has blessed you, what do you say? Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. That, oh my Allah, allow me, give me the ability to express my gratitude to you for the bounties you have extended upon me. What bounties? What bounties are we talking about? Bounties of safety, bounties of love, bounties of the ability to listen to the Quran, bounties of the ability to read the Quran, bounty of the ability to feed my family, bounty of the ability to be good to my parents, bounty. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Count, count, count the bounties, count the bounties, go through them. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You will never be able to count all the bounties Allah has given you. Allah is saying that. And what is he saying? رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ. The bounties you have given me and the bounties you have also granted to my parents. Did you hear what he is saying? This is Sulaiman alayhi salam talking. He was one of the most powerful individuals history talks about. and you get excited because some mafia king managed to carry $500 million worth of cocaine from one place to the next. That's the man. I'm going to become like him. Did you see the suit he used to wear? Full black. He was the kingpin. We get excited. You get excited. Then the guy is rotting in jail somewhere. Or that man, did you see when he poses? Every time he poses, is with a new hot babe. That's what we say. And we get excited. And have those hot babes, God knows what diseases they got. It's a reality. And he didn't get caught up in this. I'm not trying to become vulgar. You know what I'm talking about. So what did he say? Oh Allah, I thank you for the ni'mah you have given me. Oh Allah, I thank you for the bounties you have given me. The bounty to breathe. Today I went to the hospital. I met 5 different people. Alhamdulillah, we're given an opportunity. One of them was a 17-year-old boy. 17-year-old boy. He popped the wrong pill. What? He popped the wrong pill in Ramadan. Poor guy is sitting in the ICU unit. And what is he saying? Exact words. Sheikh, this is what he's saying. Sheikh, if you make dua and I come right, I will never go back to drugs. You know what I looked at him and said? And his mother cried. Maybe I shouldn't say it. I said, for the past 7 years you are popping pills. What makes you say now you're going to change for the next 7 years? I know they say I come from Africa and I played under a banana tree, but I'm not that silly, my friend. I told him, this is the reality. What is going to come your way to wake you up and make you realize? Diseases, our young boys got it. Messed upness in the head, our young boys and girls are getting it and got it. Low grades, they are getting it. Dropping out of college, they are getting it. Not listening to their parents, they are doing it. Hanging out Saturday, Sunday, and every night and walking away from home, they are doing it. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala waliday. What he said, oh Allah, thank you for the bounties you have given me, and thank you for the bounties you have given my father and mother, my parents. Young boys, I'm going to tell you one thing. Listen to this very, very clearly. Few days are left in this month. And rest assured, I don't want to say these words. May it not happen. But there's going to be a group from within us here that are not going to be forgiven. Not because we don't know how to read Quran. Not because we are not intelligent. Not because we don't have a college education. Not because we don't and we cannot make a lot of money. You are not going to be forgiven, and the doors of Jahannam are open for you because of one thing. You are not going to be asking your parents for forgiveness. That's it. Simple thing like that is going to bring you down. So my brothers and sisters, if you want your odd nights to be accepted, today go home and grab the hand of your father and mother. Yes, it makes you look weak. It makes you look vulnerable. But grab the hands of your mother and father. And this is what you say. My mom and my dad, I know I have wronged. I am sorry. I'm going to reform my life. I'm sorry I have done wrong. I'm going to put right what I'm doing. I'm sorry I have been hanging out with the wrong people. I ask for your apology on my behalf. Ask Allah to forgive me. You think your parents will, the du'as are not going to be accepted? And what are you going to say to me? But my mother and father is a sinner. My brothers and sisters, me and you are not the judges of our parents. Let Allah be the judge of them. Allah doesn't say you must judge them. Allah says, let Allah be the judge of them. Allah is doing what Allah needs to do to them to straighten them out. Parents, many of them are messed up in today's time. They know why. But we don't worry why they are messed up. We have to worry why we are messed up. So tonight, call your parents. Your parents have passed away. Call your parents' friends up. Assalamu alaikum. I know you knew my mother well. I knew you knew my father well. I may have said something to you that was bad. I am sorry. Forgive me. Do you need something? Sending $100, $200 is not going to kill you. But not being forgiven will destroy you in this world as well as in the hereafter. It's a reality. Your parents don't forgive you and they have the curse on you. You will not be able to do good things. You will not be able to do well in college. If you did well in college, you will not be able to have barakah in your married life. If you have a married life, it'll be as if you are a walking disaster. It's happening in our community. So Rabbi, awzi'ani an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tarda. He thanks Allah for himself. He asked Allah to be continually good to his parents. Or he thanks Allah for the bounty of his parents. And thereafter, what he says? وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا. Make me do a pious deed. تَرَضَى. Such a deed that you are going to be happy with. And this is the key. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرَضَى. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And enter me in your mercy. This is what we talk about every day in Ramadan. And this is the dua we have to make. Oh Allah, enter me into your mercy. You can have all the money in the world. If Allah doesn't give you mercy, it's over. It's over. You can have all the houses in the world. Allah doesn't give you mercy, that house will be, you will say, I live better in a shack than in my beautiful house. If Allah doesn't give you mercy, you'll have the greatest body, but you'll go to bed like a depressed, messed up, dysfunctional individual. It's the reality, boys and girls alike. So, beg Allah that He enters you into His mercy, and beg Allah that He changes your network of friends to be amongst those that are salih, to be those that are religious, to be those that are good in nature, to be those that are willing to help create change for yourself and others. Talking of gratefulness, and I'll end up very shortly, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make a dua. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. And this is something you should try and memorize. To the young ones, you know, when someone is giving you a phone number and you don't have a pen, you memorize that number very fast. We're not saying whose number we are talking about, but you know what I'm talking about. Or today it may be Snapchat addresses or whatever is out there. You pick it up quite quickly. And wonderful, may Allah bless your memory, but in the right things. So he says, Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. Hibban, what's habib? You know your name? I'm sure you know your name. Come on. That's right, your answer is right. He's a good child. May Allah make him amongst the good ones continuously as well. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. Oh Allah, make me love. I'm just giving you mafhum. Make me love and make iman beloved to us. What does make iman beloved to us mean? He didn't say, oh Allah, make me a beloved Muslim or make us good Muslims. He says, make iman beloved to us, because in iman is salah, in iman is zakah, in iman is hajj, in iman is respect to parents. In iman is every form of goodness. It's dressing like a good individual, presenting yourself like a good individual in all situations. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. And thereafter, وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا. وَزَيِّنْهُ, and increase and beautify it. What? Beautify what? Your iman. Oh Allah, beautify this iman in our hearts. وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرِ. Let me dislike that which is to be disliked from that which is not related to iman. Powerful. Oh Allah, make me dislike that which is disliked by iman, by Quran, by Allah, by Kitabullah, by the Sunnah, by the Sahaba, by the Tabi'een, and also the other pious entities out there. وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرِ and وَالْفُسُوقِ. And oh Allah, make me dislike fisk. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ. Meaning, oh Allah, make it such that I will stay away and be away from people that are doing wrong. And what they say, but I'm doing good. That, you know, there's a guy that told me, Imam, this is what he told me. How did you tell people and how did you pass a fatwa that riba is allowed? I have never in my life, you'll never see anything written where I told anyone riba is acceptable. And these are the people of fisk. Allah talks about them. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. When you tell them, brother, don't lie, don't make fisk, don't commit corruption. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. No. We are doing good things. We have to get more money so we can help our family. We need more money. We can save rent so we can help our mother. We can help our father. We can give more charity. You are involving yourself in haram and saying you want to give charity. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah is saying, keep your charity with you. Keep your goodness with you because you are involved in filth. Now, all of us may be involved in something wrong, but don't turn around and justify it through the Quran. So, وَقَرِّ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقُ وَالْعِصْيَانُ. O Allah, and help us stay away from various types of sins. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الرَّاشِدِينَ. And Allah, make us amongst those that are good in and those that are enlightened and those that are willing to guide people towards good. So inshallah, we'll conclude with the following. You know, regarding the Quran, we recited Alhamdulillah at the end of this point. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Hafiz Usama that was here, where he shared and recited much of the Quran. And also thereafter, whoever else took part in it, our brother Nadeem Saab, and also tonight, Maulana Mu'min, may Allah bless him and his families. You know, when I was young, and we all like stories of, for example, jinn. Everybody likes to hear about jinn. When you just say the word jinn, everybody laughs. And they get happy, because everybody wants to talk about it. You know, when I was young, I was no different. When I was a child, I remember, I like stories about the jinn too. So anyway, so one day I went home and I told my mom, Mom, you know what? So and so says he has a jinn. Before I could even complete my sentence, you know what she said to me? She said, my son, you're talking about a nation, about a group that Allah did not even give a Quran to. I got a shock of my life. She says, you're talking about that creatures, that group out there, that all they do is commit fitna and destruction on earth. And you are walking in and so happily and saying, Ma, so and so has a jinn. She says, what type of child did I raise? She says, Allah did not like them to the extent where Allah did not even send them a book. And when Allah sent the book, He sent it to you and I, called the Kitab Allah. And you are impressed with them. Be impressed with your Muslims and be impressed with the Kitab Allah and those people that have the Kitab Allah. Allah says, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was pelted with stones in Taif. What happened? He was pelted with stones. They threw things on him. Your Prophet and my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. According to some tarikhin historians, blood was flowing from the top of his body downwards. And as the blood is flowing, he's walking away and he's walking away and he's making dua. And what does he do? He is reading the Quran. You are depressed? Quran. You are happy? Quran. You got problems with your teachers? Quran. You got a problem with your husband or wife? Quran. You got a problem with your employer? Quran. The deal doesn't want to go through? Quran. The deal went through? Quran. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is punished and is reading Quran. The place is, Batn Nakhla is a place where he stopped. It's a garden. And as he's reading, the jinn go, wow, what is this being said? فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا. When they saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they heard him reading, they fell in love. They fell in love and they started listening. فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. My brothers and sisters in Islam, if the jinn that are so mischievous could understand the value of the Quran, what excuse do you and I have who are the followers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So my brothers in Islam, sisters in Islam, now that the month of Ramadan is about to depart from us, and I will conclude with this, let us give our life to the Quran. In this regard, I was told that we should have boys memorizing the Quran. So inshallah, we're not going to have an in the masjid program, because that just makes the masjid sometimes into a clubhouse, a party house, and to be honest with you, my days of partying are also over like many of you. No pun intended. The point I'm trying to make, so we are looking for approximately 15 youth. Now you may say, why 15? Because out of the 15, only 3 are going to make it. I can tell you that from now. Inshallah more. Because if, I mean, how can all 15 make it? You know, Brother Yasir, you know why they can't make it? See, Brother Yasir, if they're going to make it, who's going to use Snapchat, Brother Yasir? Who's going to use Facebook, Brother Yasir? Who's going to use all these things? Somebody has to support those companies, right? They work so hard. Facebook and all those guys, WhatsApp. I mean, so much of their brain power is put into it. Somebody, right, Sheikh Yusuf? Somebody has to use those things. But I'm hoping out of the 15, 3 will not. That's my goal, inshallah. So inshallah, it'll be 3 hours in the masjid every day and 1 hour at home. And let me tell you one thing, parents. If you cannot spend 1 hour with your child reading Quran, I don't even know why you're a father and mother. I'll be honest with you. If you can't, take it how you want. If you can't spend 1 hour with your son or daughter, I'm afraid you should be ashamed that Allah has made you a parent. That's how serious I am. Because if you're not going to spend that 1 hour with them, somebody on Facebook is going to spend that 1 hour with them. So you choose. Either it's you or whether it's somebody else. Either it's the Quran or it's a stranger. Everyone is giving your child da'wah. Shaitan is giving da'wah and Rahman is giving da'wah. You choose who must accept and who you want to accept in your family. So our goal is only 7 paras or 7 juz a year. Because our kids, I know they're not going to do more than that. It's a reality. I have enough experience in that. So inshallah, if we can get 15 names inshallah today, of people that are willing to give 3 hours to the masjid and 1 hour at home every day, inshallah, then I guarantee you in 5 years, you will be getting, and I will ensure this inshallah, walking Qurans out of this masjid. That's why we have only 7 juz as a requirement. You know what 7 juz is? How many pages a day they will learn hadith? 3/4 page. Now you tell me you can't memorize 3/4 page, then you got a problem again. Because I think everyone can do it. So inshallah, we are going to get 15 names today. Hand over the names to Brother Ali inshallah. And from there on, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give these people that wish to join barakah, success in everything they do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be grateful to Him. I know my words may sound a little bit harsh, I apologize. But truly, I mean well for you and your family. And don't forget to be grateful to Allah. And please, young ones, grab your parents' hands. You know, if I had my way right now, I'd make every father sit with his son, every mother sit with their daughter. I just wish I could do that. Those of you that have a father, you know, you may get embarrassed to get up, but if you have a father, go right now and sit near him. Wallahi, when he says Ameen to the dua, I will tell you your dua will get accepted as well. So inshallah, in a few minutes, we'll now have a dua. It is said here, the woman collected, for the total collection that came, alhamdulillah, was...
Inshallah, the Quran will say, inshallah, we'll start the dua thereafter, inshallah.